And here at Current State, we see our fair share of curious news headlines. The most intriguing in a while appeared just Sunday in the Lansing State Journal. It proclaimed, "Truck falls through ice, woman wins $1,600. Our journalistic instincts primed, we are on the story. It turns out that Escanaba, Michigan's icebreaker contest is becoming a rite of spring in the Upper Peninsula community. Organizers haul a stripped-down pickup truck out onto the frozen surface of Little Bay Dinock, and the wagering begins. When will the ice give way? When will this stripped-down Ford sink to the bottom? Toby Quivenin is president of the Bark River Lions Club and one of the organizers of Escanaba's icebreaker contest. Hi, Toby. Welcome to Current State.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Just great, thank you. How many years has Escanaba held this event?
This is our fourth annual in 2014.
And we'll also point out that the pickup does not include an engine with oil and antifreeze to pollute the water. Ostensibly, this is a green vehicle. Are people good at predicting when this thing is going to crash through the ice?
This year, we had it to the exact minute. This is the first year we've had somebody pick that.
Wow.
And it should have lasted about two more weeks, but we had a Coast Guard cutter that came through and chopped the ice up around, so it was a pretty lucky guess.
I guess
that Coast Guard cutter sent it through pretty early.
I guess so. Does it begin falling through the ice and then take hours or even days to crash all the way through?
Yeah, every year it's a little different, but yeah, typically it takes up to about a week. We thought maybe last Sunday it was going to go through, and it lasted till Thursday.
Thursday, 3:13 p.m. and 25 seconds. And your winner guessed 3:13, I guess, on the money. When and how do you get this thing out onto the ice?
Every year it's a little different. Last year when we put it out, there was 6 inches of ice and no snow, so we just towed it out there with a little Ranger side-by-side. This year we had 36 inches of ice and probably 3 feet of snow, so it wasn't so easy. We had a tracked vehicle that we had to pretty much drag it out there with.
And what is it like fishing it out of the water every year? How do you do that?
Oh, well, we put on a show. We've got our search and rescue team that goes down and verifies when, you know, they do their it's called a deep water recovery, so they do practice every year with this. And then they've got airbags this year where they'll just float it to the top. And then we've got a big local tow company, Gene's Towing, that hooks up a big crane, and we kind of lift it up in the air and whirl it around a little bit, put on a little show, and bring it to the shore and give away our monies and our prizes.
Boy, it's a production from start to finish. How deep is the water it's in?
It's on a very sharp incline, so it's anywhere from 20 to 35 feet, depending on where it ultimately lands.
Now, I'm thinking the longer you wait to enter, the better your chances, I imagine, because you can just track the weather and you could track how much ice there is out there. Do you have a deadline for entries? Is that it?
Yes. We have, this year we cut it off a week before. Next year we're going to probably cut it off. You know, it's hard because Mother Nature's so difficult to predict. You know, and we like selling tickets, but, you know, they're $2 a ticket. So really, even if you, and it all goes to local charities. So even if you guess too early, you know, it's not a big expense to buy a ticket. So a lot of people buy them throughout the year. They'll start in February and buy 10 in February, 10 in March, 10 in April, and then we cut it off.
Well, once again, it crashed through the ice officially at 3:13 p.m. and 25 seconds last Thursday. Do you require entrance to go down to the second, or will you?
Yes.
Okay, because there's just... It sounds
sorry on that. No, it's to the minute.
to the minute.
To the minute, yes.
And Cheryl Ullman was 25 seconds off here last Thursday. Cheryl gets a little bit of money for her feat, but also your take also underwrites charitable activities from the Bark River Lions Club?
Correct.
This whole
fundraiser started because our Bark River Lions Club, we're a race group. We put on two races every year, two pro races, called the Torque Series off-road races. Very large, you know, races that only professional drivers, and, you know, we do have some sportsmen, but it's pretty much a pro race.
Whose brainstorm was this, Toby?
This one was mine, unfortunately.
And does anyone video the moment? That sounds like entertaining viewing.
We've got more people down there. Our park is busier than it is for the rest of the year. It's pretty much the the largest social event of Delta County for the year. And it is live right now. You can actually, I shouldn't say live, but we do have the filming of the truck falling through at barkriveroffroad.com. So you can actually just click on that website, and it shows the icebreaker as it falls through the ice and what happens.
BarkRiverOffroad.com if you want to check that out. Toby Quivenen is president of the Bark River Lions Club and one of the organizers of Escanaba's Icebreaker Contest. Thanks, Toby.
Thanks much. Have a great day.